We have made it to see another week. Oh, oh, oh. Listen, how are you doing? How are you feeling? I have not talked to you since last week. What's up? How was your week? Hello? What happened? Listen, I need you to check in with yourself. Let me know how you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10. Baby, I am a 10. Out of 10, not because everything is perfect, but because I still have purpose. Now listen, I woke up from a nap to call your line, okay? Because one thing about it, baby, as I'm preparing for a new season and transition, let me tell you, the nervous system have been going ham, but I am listening to my body, and when I have the opportunity to get me a nap in, best believe I'm gonna do it. But listen, I hope you are out there popping your big one, because baby, let me tell you something about it. If you picked up the phone the day that this pod went live, baby, it is going to be rolling up on my birthday weekend. Oh, 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 baby, 421 is a real one's holiday. Now, let me tell you something. I am not the girl that has to have all of the luxurious plans and all of the things done. I am the intentional girl that love for my holiday to be filled with intentionality, all things that I love, baby. And so, wait, before I just dive too deep, let me go ahead and pop our affirmation for today's experience. It is not an OG, but baby, it is so fitting, because as I am rolling up on a new chapter, I really have been reflecting on the woman that I am, the woman that I was, and the woman that I am becoming. And when I tell y'all, I'm so fucking proud of her. If you are not new here, you know that last year I took a year off. It did not start off as an intentional year off, but I went into a hermit season at the end of my birthday month. And after 10-10, it really forced me to look at the connections that I had. It forced me to take accountability for the different connections that I was still connected to, that the foundation was based on people pleasing. It made me dive deeper into my attachment styles. Baby, it made me do the work. Hello, and though the work is a journey, I am not the same person that I was last year. And when I tell you, it feels good to say that. And I'm not saying that life has been perfect, because baby, when I tell them grow mamas been pulling up on your girl like, what my money? Like, nigga, do I owe you something? Like, what's it? You here again? Okay. Let me back up. Because see, I was about to get into it. So are you ready? Again, this is not an OG. I saw this either on the Facebook or on IG, but it was so fitting to me, okay? It reads, affirm with me now. The love I've been searching for has always been within. The medicine will forever be me. The foundation of this truth sets the tone for every connection, relationship, and experience that flows into my life. I am very clear on who and what deserves my time and energy. Let me back that thing on up like Juvie. Back that thing on up like Juvie. Are you ready? The love I've been searching for has always been within. The medicine will forever be me. The foundation of this truth sets the tone of every connection, relationship, and experience that flows into my life. I am very clear on who and what deserves my time and energy. Now, I know. If you've been thugging, if you've been growing with me, I know y'all heard me say that we are the consistent factor in every connection that we have. Granted, let me be clear. Granted, some of those experiences that we have navigated through, it was not our fault. But through this healing journey that I'm on, I'm learning how to take accountability. Like when I was a child, there was nothing that I can do, right? And even as I became a young adult, and some of the coping mechanisms or some of the lessons that I didn't know or how to navigate certain experiences as a young adult, okay, cool. But I'm telling you, that 10-10 heartbreak cracked that shell open and forced me to take accountability for the people that I was attracting in my life, the people that I was allowing to stay in my life, the reasons behind why I was allowing those things to stay in my life. Because when you're growing and evolving from an anxious attachment style or a codependent attachment style or people pleasing, those things have roots. Okay, let's be clear. I am not a mom. And I cannot attest or speak to parenthood, but I remember growing up, and not just from people that I was connected to, but in school, people always saying, go be a nice girl, go be a nice boy. No, be kind. And I didn't told y'all, I'm not nice. Buckle. Kind, yes. Well-hearted, good-hearted, yes. But nice, I used to be, but she's not here no more. She's not here no more, okay? I am assertive. I advocate for myself. And granted, when I see layers of people pleasing that's trying to roll up on me, I take a step back. I process it. I advocate for myself. You know, I take accountability. Like, there's a whole process. You get what I'm saying? So when I say that the love that I have been searching for outside of myself has always resided within, I mean that. And the same thing for you. If you are someone that has been searching unknowing, because it's not like I just woke up one day and was like, oh, let me find this, let me find that. No, there are certain patterns that you will find yourself, you know, exhibiting and extending that will really make you be like, okay, let me sit down. Let me explore and let me see what's going on. And underneath all of that, you will see that you've been searching for love outside of yourself. If you've experienced abandonment, you've been searching for love outside of yourself. When you look at the layers of the rejection and how you handle those layers of rejection, you've been looking for love outside of yourself. You get what I'm saying? So when it comes to the biggest experience, baby, like I told y'all, we've evolved from her sticky hope. Her sticky hope was the start. You get what I'm saying? Of me turning negative words from sticky notes that I receive into positive words to help jumpstart the affirmations, to help me keep going as I continue to navigate through the process of healing, growing, and becoming. Now, when I started this journey, did I know that is what I was doing? Let me slow down, because y'all know how I get when I get excited. Did I know all of the answers of what this is going to unlock and what this is going to unlock? Absolutely not. But as I reflect on my journey, her sticky hope gave me the gas that was needed in order to tap into those tools to become the biggest, baby, the biggest, the grandest version of myself and experience that fully. You hear what I'm saying? So, baby, when it comes to 421, it's a real one holiday. Now, listen, if you want to show me some birthday love, hello, because y'all been, the ones that know, know. If y'all been rocking out with me since I didn't start it out in these pod streets, even way back in her sticky hope days, going back to the biggest experience, the first pod that we dropped under the biggest experience, y'all know that I've been putting in that work. Now, listen, listen, listen. This growth becoming shit is not easy, but is it worth it? Yes, because the quality of life that you experience after you release the layers of trauma, hurt, people pleasing, and everything else, like it really make you realize the quality of life that you had before you became aware of where you are. And then once you heal from those things, you realize the things that you will never ever accept again. Okay, so listen, I don't know what y'all got going on 421, but baby, if you want to celebrate with me, I need you to go out and pop your big one as the biggest, not the little one. Okay, because when it comes to me, baby, if I see something that I like that you got on, I'm going to give you a compliment. So give somebody a compliment today, even if that compliment starts off first with yourself. Also, you can also head over to Apple, and leave that written review for your girl for a birthday gift. You know, those thoughtful things. I'm not a phone person. If you got my number in real life. Oh, also, baby, do you guys remember when I had to get a new phone? A lot of my contacts, I think like only 12, if that, contacts referred back to my phone. So please, please, please know that if we have not exchanged communication since I had a new phone, I don't have your number. So I will respond. But, you know, I don't like the calls. Like, text me. I don't like the calls because, baby, I am probably going to be on somebody's table or getting some form of massage, because that's another thing. The energies that we carry, we hold those energies in our bodies. Okay. All right. So I just had to slide through real quick. Like I told you, I woke up from my nap and I said, let me call your line, because baby, I am preparing to go in straight D mode, baby, because I am preparing for a new experience. I'm preparing for a new chapter. I'm scared. I'm nervous. But then again, I'm excited. But I know for sure that everything that I need is within. I have the tools. And even when I go through moments of feeling anxious and all the things that are attached to the human experience, I'm thankful for it. All right. So I thank y'all so much for rocking with me, for growing with me, for becoming with me. And I hope and I pray that the Biggest Experience podcast has been a seed planted within your big experience, your life, and the things that you're navigating. And if you are just now beginning your becoming journey, your growth journey, know that you got everything within. Even if you have to go in isolation for a while, know that all company is not good company. You want to have quality people around you. Like, I literally saw a post on the Facebook, because y'all know how I get down on the Facebook. Girl, I love the Facebook. Now, listen, we cool. And like, that's why I said I got to make a community outside of the pod. But I don't accept friend requests, like, on Facebook. Like, we ain't already friends. Like, that list is crazy, okay? Because it's so many scams. Like, my grandmother on my dad's side, it's like 5 different pages that was created. Like, I don't have time for the scams. But anyway, I saw a post. Let me calm down. I saw a post on Facebook that said, in order to get into my funeral, you're going to have to show a picture. And like, it had me hollering. One, I don't want a funeral. Like, I want a celebration. You know how people have like the balloon decor for like a baby shower or a birthday or something like that. Like, I want those types of vibes. I want a nice like dinner setting and a DJ for those. It's going to be a very small celebration, but for it ain't gonna be nobody. Let's buckle, because I don't even like funerals. Like, honestly, I've never liked funerals, but because of tradition, I've attended. But I've made the executive decision after my grandfather transitioned the year before last. Time be moving, bro. But the year before last, I don't want to attend any more homegoing services. Like, I want to remember that person as I last saw them. You get what I'm saying? So there will be nobody. Hello, I don't want it. But there will be a celebration and a small celebration. People who know me, know my favorite color, know my favorite flowers, like that knows me. And I say that because a lot of people are surrounded around people that don't even know them. So I remember people ask me, are you going to have a party, you know, when my birthdays will come up? No, why would I spend all this money for people to celebrate me? I don't understand that. I don't get it. And the same thing for a wedding. Like, me and my boo-boo are probably going to go to the courthouse, baby, and have a nice reception afterwards. But I don't believe in, just because we are connected, that you're entitled to witness this experience with me. Now that I know the difference between an associate and a friend, of course, like, for those that I really, really know that I'm locked in with, of course. But I've had a lot of associates in my life that I accepted as friends. You get what I'm saying? And it's not their fault. it's my fault because I didn't know me enough to categorize people in the correct position in which they played. You get what I'm saying? So as I evolve and as I grow, I'm learning to remove the layers of people pleasing. I'm learning to heal my attachment styles. I'm learning how to say no. I'm learning how to advocate for myself. Listen, you gotta be courageous enough to thug this shit out alone. Like, y'all know, since 2022, baby, October, let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. There has been no popping of the nothing around here. Hello, I have been intentional about staying single until I have healed, okay? And I know that healing is a forever journey, but there are certain areas, like my attachment styles, the people pleasing, you know, getting stronger in my boundaries and standing on my boundaries, that I had to navigate through. So now that I'm about to experience a new transition in my life, y'all know I don't date during transitions. Now, once everything is okay, the water has settled and everything is everything, then, you know, I can't make no promises about not dating. You get what I'm saying? But you got to know yourself. A lot of people are going into experiences dating people as soon as they got a relationship. Boo boo. What did you learn about the experience? What did you learn about the process? And I'm not just talking down on anyone because I had to go through this. But at some point of time, you got to back it up and give yourself permission to do the work. Okay. So if you ain't heard nothing else that I said when you picked up this phone, know that the love that you search for outside of yourself is within. It always has been and it always will be. Return back to home, baby. One of my favorite albums is The Voyage to India. And when I tell y'all, in middle school, that's still my favorite album now as an adult. But the fact that I could resonate with the words that she was talking about, like, really tells me that, bro, like, you were supposed to be doing work way back then. Like, I remember being in connections way back then that was just like, okay. But because of people pleasing and because I didn't know myself and because of so many other things, you know, you get it. So return back to home, baby. Home is within. Go out, pop your big one. Remember, big people do not make other people feel small or belittled. And as you journey through this experience that we call life, you can take as many breaks as you need, but baby, don't give up. Keep going. The person that you are and the person that you are becoming deserves it. Now you say it to yourself. Keep going. The person that I am and the person that I am becoming deserves it. And that's on the biggest, baby. Mwah! Before you slide from our experience today, I got to know, did anything resonate with you during our experience today? If so, please be sure to share this episode with three of your big ones. And if you are not already connected with the biggest experience on IG, please head over to IG at the biggest experience, and everything else that you need to know to stay in contact will be in the bio. But listen, back that thing on up like juvie real quick. Before you go out into the world and pop your big one, I need you to affirm that you are the biggest. You are the big one, not the little one, okay? Go out, have an amazing day. Know that everything that you need is within. And until next time, later.